have already cleaned out the area. Already filled the room with sage smoke. I've already cleansed myself in a shower. Washed myself thoroughly clean. I'm already naked. I've already drawn the circle. My little black-handled knife. Imagine the energy sealing up the room. Just stand there for a moment. Light my little candle. Look at my tiny altar beside my bed. It's long since past time to do this, I think. Yes. Yes, I think it is. So, here goes nothing. I'm sure I'm breaking a dozen rules sharing this, but oh well. So, I pick up my little copper wand that has all the little chakra crystals on it, and it also has a certain little image on it that I love. It's the god Pan. I actually forgot I had this until I had this really odd dream not too long ago. And it's kind of funny. It just sort of appeared out of nowhere, and I totally forgot it even existed. It made me remember that I used to be a very spiritual person, and I haven't had a chance to worship in quite some time. So, I don't have a group to worship with anymore. I thought maybe I'd pull back the layers of mystery a little bit and share, even though I'm on my own. So, who's up for a little sex magic? The goal, the purpose, is I need a lover. I need someone. I need someone who understands me. Someone who appreciates me. Someone who'll hear this and not be completely weirded out by it and be like, oh, I know exactly what she's doing. And maybe even be willing to teach me a thing or two. Or at least someone who would want to join in. I need someone. Someone who understands me. And he's yet to appear, even though I've been looking. So, that's the old saying, let go and let God. I guess in my case, it's let go and let goddess, gods, plural. So, take my little wand here and and go stand and face the east. And ask politely of the spirits of the East, of air, intelligence, intuition, hear me. I'm looking to you to help me figure out what I'm doing. Come to me and watch over me, guide my hand and my mind through this ritual. I turn and face the south. I call upon the guardians and spirits of the south, spirits of fire, passion. It's on you that I'm going to lean most heavily. But that's okay because you're my element. I was born under you thrice over, under the sign of Aries, under Leo, the moon, and Leo rising. I don't think anyone understands fire quite as well as I do. I call upon you to be in here, this circle guide me and watch over me. Help me find somebody. Somebody who knows what to do with this fire that I have. I turn to face the west. Spirits and energies of the west, of water, emotion. You are not exempt from this ritual. Because I cannot touch and be with someone without you being a key factor. My heart is never exempt from my body, nor are you from this ritual. So as I ask the gods to find me someone, to bring me someone who can fill this place inside me, they have to be willing to accept that I am a creature of love as well as lust. Help me find that person. Help keep my heart beating throughout this ritual. And lastly, I turn to the north. Spirits and energies of Mother Earth, keep me grounded. I have a tendency to completely lose sight of reality some days, and especially when it comes to matters of the heart and rituals involving lust and love. I just don't ever keep my feet on the ground. So guide me. Gaia, keep me. Keep me from floating too far off the earth. I love being in love, but I also need to remind myself of all of the things that are important and practical in life. Keep me steady. And I call upon the gods and goddesses of love and lust, of Eros and Agape, of all of the sensations and wonders and beauty and magic of sex and of emotion and of companionship and friendship, for I think all things should exist in a good relationship, regardless of what type it is. So, most importantly, Pan, I think I found your present, but you still owe me one. I'm looking at you, buddy. Yeah, one of these days I really think I just need to get a nice altar-shaped bed. Because right now I am literally taking rosehip oil and rubbing it all over my body. Roses are the quintessential flower of love. Slippery. It's the kind that you would use to massage somebody with. It feels so good to rub my nipples. The oil on my fingertips. Oh. kitchen is, I was, invoking all the directions, and moving around, my bed, and, I had slipped, two rose quartz, crystal eggs inside my pussy. I could feel them shifting and massaging inside me while I was trying to say what I needed to just to open the circle. So now that I'm all nice and slippery, and my nipples are hard. And my pussy's all nice and wet. Now that I've just started the first real flash of desire. Now's the time when I take a moment and I take a look at the real spell that I want to cast. In this case, I actually have it written beside me. By earth and sea, come to me. By wind and fire, bring my desire. By this offering of flesh and blood, bring to me a being of love. By Pan and his pipes of reed, by the god of wine and revelry, hear my call and open the heart of thee. Help heal me, so mote it be. And I'm going to be thinking about that. Thinking about what I want. I slowly start caressing myself. Phallus that I use. Slowly massage my clit. I like the cool crystal against my skin. But the whole point of this is not to come until I absolutely can't hold it back anymore. Because I wanted to have the most intense, incredible orgasm I can. And when I orgasm, that's when I'm going to take all that energy and just send it up into the universe and pray it manifests into Mr. Right? Miss Right? I don't know. People Right? Who knows? Maybe more than one person. Whatever the universe thinks is right for me right now. Oh God, I'm getting wet. And I should have eaten before I did this. Somebody who, would be okay with dating a pagan girl who practices sex magic and would, maybe not mind joining it, but someone who doesn't mind. Outside, under the stars. Oh, God. Someone who, loves the idea of, in their playing of almost a predatory nature of being hunted and taken. Something feral and rough and see who gets to be on top. Sometimes I like to be held down. Sometimes I need to be held down. Sometimes I even need to be tied down. Because I get so turned on that I worry I could totally lose control. And if I lost control, shoulder, their neck. I would want a lover that either liked that or wouldn't mind tying me up so I didn't do that, or both. Oh.
I can't let myself come. No. I gotta calm down a little. Still rubbing my clit though, very lightly, just keeping my whole body just beautifully aroused. God. Gods, hear me, please. Oh, gods, please. Hear me. Hear me. Oh, please bring me someone. Please, please. Oh, I need a lover. Oh, I need. I need you to bring me someone. Someone who can fill me. Oh, someone who can help satisfy me. Someone who wants to make me come as badly as I want to make them come. Someone who wants to be buried inside sopping wet pussy. Someone who wants a woman that squirts when she orgasms. Someone who wants a woman that can come over and over and over. Oh, God and Goddess, are you hearing me? Gods of lust and desire, hear me. Oh, my Aphrodite, Venus. Ishtar and Isis, Pan, Dionysus, Inanna. Hear me. Goddess. Find me my lovers. Bring me someone to complete me. Someone to fill me. Someone to make me come. Oh, sweet Lord and Lady, hear me. Hear me. God and Goddess, I'm so wet. I'm so wet. I mustn't come. Not yet. Oh, no. No. I'm gonna be a good girl. No, I'm saving all this orgasm. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna save it. Because I want this so bad. For so badly. Oh, yeah. Oh, so. wet as I am. As wet as I am, I'm gonna save it. But I am gonna make myself come. I will make myself come very soon. It's gonna feel so good. I think I'm gonna use a toy. So that when I come so hard. When I come so hard, I squirt all over. As that sounds, I won't come yet. Not till I have my wand on my clit and a vibrator in my pussy. Grabbing those things now because that just needs to happen. And I'm already so wet. So wet. Oh God. Sliding a much bigger dildo inside my pussy. It feels so good. I'm gonna turn this one on. Oh God. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels really good. Oh, yeah. Until I can't take it anymore. Oh God. How badly do I want someone to do this to me? Someone to tie me up. And use me as a focal point in a ritual. They don't have to tie me up. Just lay me down on an altar. Let a circle or a coven lay hands on me. Pour energy into me. Touch me. Oh, God. Use the ritual phallus on me. Slowly work on me. Touching me. Massaging me. Trying to make me come. All of us focusing. And me trying to withhold my orgasm, trying to Just stay on the edge. On gathering my energy close to me. Focusing on what I want. Focusing on the spell. Keeping it under tight control. I can do this. Oh, yes, I can. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can do this. Oh, I'm not gonna come. Not yet. It feels so good, but I'm not gonna come yet. Oh, but I want to, but I won't. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good. But not yet. Not yet. I need to focus on what I want. Hands on my body. Mouth on my pussy. A lover will make love to me. Fuck me. Will tease me. That's what I want. He'll be proud to have me on his arm. He won't be scared of my... of all my passion, my naughtiness. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. God, hear me. Hear me. Find me somebody. Oh, but it's getting so hard. I would do this for my lover, though. I would do this for my high priest. I would hold it for my circle. If I was the center of the ritual, I would hold it. I would hold it. Because I have that much control. So that when I do come, it'll be incredible. And if there was a cock inside me when it happened, I can guarantee I would milk that cock until there was nothing left. Because I would come so hard, my muscles would just slam down on it. Oh, God, I'm getting close. And this time, I don't think I'm going to be able to stop it. God, hear me. Hear me.
I'm squirting. Underneath me. I'm still thrusting the toy in and out of my pussy. Oh, because even though I came so much, it still feels so good. Oh, I feel energized and amazing. I'll never know if that worked. I don't know until until the right person shows up. But if nothing else, that felt amazing, and I definitely owe the gods thanks for that incredible orgasm, even if it was just by myself. I will say that. I suppose if I can achieve that, I'm not doing half bad. I'll go ahead and release the circle and do all of that on my own. No sense in continuing to record all of the finishing up and closing down shop stuff. I don't know what possessed me to record this, but I don't know. It seemed like a good idea at the time. I hope it takes some of the scary stigma out of the concept of sex magic. It's not all the scary stuff it's cracked up to be. It really is just what you heard. At least when you're, you know, a solo practitioner like me. It literally is just focusing on some words like a prayer and edging yourself until you release the energy up into the cosmos. That's it. So, there you go. Witchery 101. Class dismissed. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Bye.